The text before us is taken from the first chapter of St. Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Twenty years ago this month, a young couple in Midland, Texas, was still taking care of some of the wounds that their little 18-month-old girl had incurred after falling into a well that was only about a foot wide. She'd been playing in the backyard in October, had fallen down inside of this well, this little girl, and was many, many feet deep in the earth. And a great rescue effort was launched in order to get her out. It took three or more days. While that little girl was in the well, she was certainly in some pain. I believe she had pulled her arm out of socket and broken a couple of bones. But she really wasn't at all aware of the desperate nature of her condition and how awful it really was. What a picture of us, humanity, us people here in the world. We can be aware of our sin. We can be aware of the fact that there's something wrong in this world and even wrong with us. But it's probably pretty hard for us to get a full grip just on how desperate our situation truly is without God coming to rescue us. It would be impossible for us to, on our own, come up with just how horrible our condition is, and how in need we are of God having to come and help us out. And it's very easy for us to sort of underestimate the gravity of our condition. That's a typical problem with us. Even those of us that have been given the gift of faith, we still struggle with that, with remembering just how desperate our condition of being fallen truly is. And the problem is we live in a world that totally underestimates the gravity of sin, in fact, makes a joke out of it, and invites us to kind of laugh along with that, to take sin about as lightly as you possibly can. And we find ourselves doing that all the time. We find ourselves not thinking it's any big deal to use our mouths to destroy somebody's reputation, or possibly to use our eyes and fill them with lustful thoughts and so on, and act on those thoughts. Or to possibly go and take things that really don't belong to us and break rules and cross lines and boundaries that have been set by those who are in authority and act like it's no big deal. We are tempted to take sin lightly all over the place. We're not any different than the world is in that when it comes to that issue. And it's easy for us to sometimes look out at others in the world who maybe cross lines in a much more bold way or more obvious way than I do or you do, and to kind of smirk with pride and act as though, well, their condition is sure a lot worse than mine. Look at how bad they are. It's kind of like two lepers comparing their scabs, and the one has not yet lost any fingers as he sits in the leper colony, and the other one has missing a hand already, and the one who is looking at the fact that he still has a hand, though it's full of the disease, laughs as if he's somehow in a better condition than the guy who's already lost some fingers. All of us are infected with sin. And it takes God's holy word to come and show us how deplorable and desperate our situation truly is. When that little girl, Jessica McClure, was down in that well, she was unaware of it, but up above her, a massive rescue effort was launched. First of all, it just involved local authorities, but it spread very quickly. The news, in fact, got out to people all around the country. There were people in the state of California that began sending equipment to try and rescue her and bring her out of that well. Millions of dollars of energy and equipment were brought to bear on that tiny one-foot-wide hole, to try and rescue her and bring her out. You can tell how desperate her condition was by the gravity of the effort that it took to rescue her. And so it is with us in our desperate condition as well, with sin and hell facing us. You can tell how desperate our condition truly is by the size of the rescue effort that God has launched from heaven. And he didn't just gather up hundreds and thousands of angels to try to get this done. Yes, he stirred them up, but he knew it would take more than that. It would take a commitment from himself, his own son, emptying himself of all of his glory, setting that aside to come down into this world. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. And just like that man that finally made it down into that hole to grab that young girl, the Son of God has now come to find you. And by his grace and by his mercy, reaches down and grabs your arm. And through the gift of faith, desires now to pull you all the way up to heaven. We see this beautiful rescue effort announced to Joseph in our text today, that God would now be with us. God is now coming to rescue us, to be with us in the Christ child. And it was necessary for the rescuer to be divine. Imagine if you were to go down to the morgue in Mankato. I don't know if it's at the hospital or where it is, but if you were to go to the morgue and pull open a drawer and to grab one of those bodies, one of those corpses, and to take that cadaver and hold it up before God as if it was going to somehow do something for you, as if it was going to somehow make God happy with you, how irrelevant that would be. But take the body of his only son. Take the one who is divine and human together, and hold his sacrificed body before God. Now you have something. This is a sacrifice that has gravitas, that has weight. There is a price and a cost connected to that body that accomplishes the great rescue that you and I need. The great theologian in the early church, Athanasius, put it like this. Listen to this statement. The Son of God made our birth his own, in order that we who are made only of earth and would otherwise rot back into the earth might be joined to a heavenly power and by him be led back safely to heaven. Emmanuel, how wonderful that God is with us. And so in this Christmas season, there's a lot of great stuff to get wrapped up in, and a lot of it is just kind of nice, fun, fuzzy, cozy home memories and going back home and opening the presents and being around relatives and the eggnog and everything else, except the fruitcake. But don't just get caught up in the fun wrappings of Christmas, which are great. Don't just get caught up even in the historical things that took place at Christmas. But make sure that by faith you grasp the theological implications of this arrival of the Son of God, that this was done for you. God is not just with us at Christmas. He is with you at Christmas in the Christ child and by faith in him. Unto you personally is born this day in the city of David a Savior. That young girl, Jessica, who's now 20, I'm sure has watched many tapes and episodes and documentaries about the great rescue effort to save her, and I'm sure now she appreciates it. When she was 8 years old, she found out that the very man that went down into the hole to rescue her committed suicide because of the pressures of just those days of being down there trying to rescue her. Just think how much she appreciates his sacrifice now. Just think how much you and I are going to appreciate the sacrifice that the Son of God made when we finally get to go through the doors of heaven. Nicholas Hermann, the great theologian and hymn writer, said it this way: "Praise God the Lord, ye sons of men, before his highest throne. Today he opens heaven again and gives us his own Son." And gives us his own Son. Amen. Please rise. Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, make thee a bed, soft, undefiled, within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee. Amen.